My name's Stuart Langridge, and I'm on Planet Gnome and Planet CouchDB and Planet GStreamer.
My name's Jono Bacon, and I'm on Planet Ubuntu, Planet Gnome, and Planet GStreamer.
And this is...
Oh yes, it's Shot of Jack.
What is a planet? This is not an astronomical question about Pluto. We're talking here about the aggregator for the blogs of people associated with a project. Think of Planet Gnome, Planet Ubuntu, Planet Mozilla and the like. Marx Johnson wrote in to ask us, are planets detrimental to personal blogs and to the projects they're associated with? Do people have the right to complain if they read stuff on a planet that's nothing to do with or even against the project the planet was set up for? Should we all jack planets in and aggregate feeds ourselves in our RSS clients? What have the planets ever done for us?
So I think to get started on this shot, we should first of all explain really what a planet is. I
mean, yes.
you kind of brushed over it in the intro that it's an aggregator for blogs, but what that actually means, and a good example of this is if you go to planet.gnome.org or planet.ubuntu.com, you can see what a planet is. It's basically a big list of blogs, and what happens is somebody writes on their own website. So for example, I write in jonobacon.org, I had an entry there, and then planet.ubuntu.com or planet.gnome.org will basically suck my blog post into that page, and you'll see this big rolling list of chronologically ordered blog posts, and it provides a really interesting window into that community. So for example, in the Ubuntu world, anybody can be on Planet Ubuntu as long as they're an Ubuntu member. So then your blog is there, and people don't go to all of these different blogs; they just go to Planet Ubuntu, and they can see it there.
Well, you see, now that's interesting. You say that it's a window into the community and whatever, but it only is for certain planets, because there's two different ways to run a planet.
And
some projects do it one way and some do it the other. One way of doing it is that for everyone who's listed on that planet, you pull in every blog post that they make. So if they're writing about the project, then you pull that in. If they're writing about the gig they went to last night, you pull that in as well. And that kind of planet gives you an insight into the personalities involved with the project. It's really about people, not about technology. The other kind of planet only pulls in posts that people make about the subject of the planet. So Planet CouchDB, for example, only has posts about CouchDB on it. When you set it up, when you're invited to join, you explicitly say to them, okay, here's a feed of posts that I make about Couch. So the gig I went to last night, if I write a blog post about it, it won't be on Planet CouchDB, but it will be on Planet Gnome.
Yeah. Which do you think's right? I mean, do you think that posts should only be about the thing that the planet's about, such as CouchDB?
Well, I'm in two minds about this, because for some things it's great, for some things it's not. There are some projects where, to be honest with you, I'm not that bothered about being involved in the community. I'm just purely interested in the technology, because it's technology that I like to use or that I'm planning on using for a larger project or something. And at that point, I don't really care about which gigs the developers went to. I just want to know about interesting things people are doing with the tech. And so for that kind of thing, a narrowly focused project-only planet is a good idea. But for other projects, what I'm really interested in is being part of the community. Planet Gnome's like this, because I'm quite likely to run into Gnome people and Guardek or at conferences or whatever and drink beer with them. And it's useful to understand something about the people involved in that other than just what they did for the project. But to be honest with you, these days I don't get my information like that from blogs anyway.
Yeah, I'm the same. The thing is, in my mind, communities are people, they're personalities, they're not just the content, and that's the reason why I generally prefer planets to allow people to post about other stuff as well. Like, I like it when Federico Meniquintero on Planet Gnome posts about how him and his other half have cooked something, and they show pictures of it, and, you know, I like hearing about people having babies and stuff like that. It's just a nice way of seeing the pulse of the community. But the other thing is that I think that's happening less, because I think a lot of people are posting their personal stuff to Twitter and to Identica and to Facebook. Like, I used to post personal stuff to my blog all the time. I don't really do that anymore. If I want to post something personal, then I'll write on Twitter or Identica. I tend to post articles on planets now.
Yeah, they're kind of long-form, thought-out essays about stuff. They're not They're not idle information about your life itself. So, yeah, I'm exactly the same as you. I find out this stuff. What's interesting is that there isn't anybody doing essentially a planet for Twitter. And you think there would be. I mean, Twitter has lists which essentially do this job. But
yeah.
There's not ones. The whole point of Planet was that everyone didn't have to build up their own list of GNOME contributors and subscribe to it themselves.
Well, there was the live stream.
Yeah.
There was the live stream as well, wasn't there, that was going on in Ubuntu. I mean, there was, you know, a kind of that theory of, you know, of producing a list of tweets that are part of a particular subject. But I think another interesting thing here is what the standards are for conduct on a list. So there's been an interesting, I think fight is the best way of describing it.
Is the best way of describing it. Yes.
In the GNOME community regarding what kind of content is acceptable on Planet GNOME. And basically, Richard Stallman from the Free Software Foundation expressed some concern about posts that were appearing on Planet about VMware. So a lot of people who work at VMware were talking about some of their work on Planet GNOME. And the viewpoint was Planet GNOME is there for GNOME contributors to talk. GNOME is a free software platform, GNU platform. Therefore, is it unacceptable to have discussion of proprietary software on there? What do you think about that?
I think that it's perfectly reasonable to talk about whatever it is that you're doing. Planet GNOME's policy has always been, right from the beginning, that it's a view into the lives of people who work on GNOME. It's not just a technology-focused GNOME-only blog. And
yeah.
And you know, there are some people who work on VMware and also work on GNOME. VMware have been quite heavy contributors to GNOME. If you look at someone like Christian Hammond, he's written a load of really interesting GNOME stuff. He's written a load of really interesting non-GNOME free software stuff, like Review Board, which is a Django application for doing code reviews. And he works for VMware. Why the hell shouldn't he talk about what he's doing, first of all, on his blog? And secondly, why shouldn't that whole blog be aggregated to Planet GNOME? I don't necessarily think that it implies an endorsement of what's being talked about. And that's what concerned me about the thing, that anything with Planet GNOME written on it, everything written in that must implicitly be endorsed by the GNOME project. And the thing is that
people seem to forget that Planet GNOME is an aggregation of people's personal blogs. I mean, this is not a news feed, right? I mean, Planet GNOME is not the news feed that is on gnome.org. It is an aggregation of people's personal blogs. Nobody owns those blogs. The GNOME project doesn't own those blogs. The only people who own them are the people who write on them. On a related note, I've experienced this a little bit myself, where I've written things on my blog on jonahbacon.org, and they've appeared on Planet Ubuntu and Planet GNOME. And some people have been under the impression that my blog is actually owned by Canonical, that my blog is a mouthpiece for Canonical and a mouthpiece for the Ubuntu project. And it is not. It is my blog that I choose to use as a mouthpiece.
It says jonobacon.org at the top.
I'll give you an example on this. So a while back, there was a big debate over here in California about same-sex marriage and Proposition 8, and you know, this whole thing kicked off, and in the end it was deemed by the vote, by the legislators, that people could not have same-sex marriage. So somebody set up a Facebook group, you know, and basically said, join this group if you believe that same-sex marriage is fine, if it's acceptable. And I thought, yeah, I believe that same-sex marriage is fine and acceptable. So I joined the group, and I thought it was valuable. So I blogged about it. And I got this unbelievable shitstorm of comments on my blog saying, I can't believe that Canonical is supporting this. And
what?
I can't believe that the official word of the Ubuntu project is you know, same-sex marriage. It's it's my blog. It says, like you say, it says at the top, jonobacon.org. Jonobacon at home. Home. Home.
On the other hand, though, I mean, that's a useful counterpoint to what you're saying is, does the Ubuntu Code of Conduct apply to posts on Planet Ubuntu?
It doesn't specifically. It applies to conduct. It applies to contributions to Ubuntu. It depends on whether you determine a post to Planet Ubuntu as a contribution, which in many ways it is.
See, this is
But not everything on your blog is a contribution to Ubuntu.
So it's reasonable then to have things appear on Planet Ubuntu which violate the code of conduct.
Well, it's reasonable to have things on Planet Ubuntu that are not to do with Ubuntu.
Okay.
I don't think you can do anything to violate it, but even posting about same-sex marriage is not violating the code of conduct.
Well, no. I'm not for a moment suggesting this to it.
Homophobic bastard.
Excuse me. The question was, I mean, that would be an externally applied rule to something like Planet Ubuntu, which aggregates people's blogs. And that's an interesting thing. I mean, even if you believe, as I think both of us do, that the fact that a post appears on a planet associated with a project in no way implies that the project endorses the content of the post.
Yes.
Is there an inclination to not post things to your blog because they will appear on this aggregated planet?
There's often an attempt. I mean, I have to say, I thought a couple of times about posting that same-sex marriage thing, but then I thought, you know what? It's my blog. I'm not afraid to express my opinion, and it's an opinion. I mean, there's no reason why people can just read over it and say, I don't agree with it.
Yeah, don't like it, don't read it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? I think that we need to open this open to the Shot of Jack community. I mean, what do you folks think? Do you think that planets are useful? I mean, do you think that they're a good window into a community or news for a particular project? Do you believe that people should be able to post stuff that's personal to their to planets and to their blogs? Do you believe that planets are kind of helping? I mean, do you think the planets are relevant anymore? Do you think that people are now getting their news from Twitter and Identica and places like that? Go to shotofjack.org and share your comments right there.
If you want to talk to us about this on Twitter or Identica and not through your blog, then go to shotofjack.org/discuss and you can find out where to do that. And you can also send us email to talktous@shotofjack.org. And we'd love to hear your emails about this.
Absolutely. And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.